What's the average median house in Judge Mahan County worth today?
I'm sorry, what?
The average median home sold in Transylvania County, you're basing on $200,000, and I know a slew of builders would love to find $200,000 home. So I'm just trying to figure out, based on what is the median home price in Transylvania County? Does Edward Sesson, you're showing those assessments based on $200,000 funding, but we're
The $200,000 is just to show you the difference.
Difference, right. But if we got a more actual number, we'd be higher, correct? You're not going to find too many $200,000 homes along the way to create a corridor, correct?
I understand, but let's think about the more rural areas.
All right, so
North Transylvania.
Does North Transylvania have a class 10 district?
No.
They don't?
It's a very small district.
Oh, it's a very small district. But who has the highest tax? Who's proposed to have the highest fire tax? Was it North Transylvania?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm just trying to understand. So they don't have class 10. They have the smallest, lower demand for calls. Cost to do business is less, but yet they're most expensive. So other areas, so lower prices subsidized to some of these other areas? Other areas of the county will help subsidize that? It's kind of like what he was saying about the insurance here paying for the coastal areas.
When you say they're the most expensive,
is that true?
No. Everybody is one of the rare places.
No, but I'm talking about the fire rate. Who's going to have the highest fire rate?
When you say fire rate,
you're looking down at the fire rate.
By going to that 5.5 cents and subsidizing out of resources, the department that received the biggest subsidy this year was Roslyn.
Right. But also has a greater population. It does have a higher tax base. It does have a high, more demand for calls. Didn't say more Transylvania, right?
Possibly, but North Transylvania's got over 280 stuff. They've got substantial wrecks that they deal with on 280. So, you have to go in and do an apples to apples on call volumes.
Again,
I'm just trying to understand my tax dollars.
When we're looking at North Transylvania, and when you start looking at Boston Grove, you're looking at money to meet the minimum needs that they have. We're not looking at, because there is a minimum cost for fire protection, regardless of if you got one home or you got 100 homes.
Right.
Because the state says you have to have an engine, you have to have a tanker, you got to have 30 personnel, you got to have the gear to provide for those personnel. And so there is a minimum cost for that. And when you start looking at what the total budget is right here, and you look at Boston Grove, I mean, those are not extraordinary considering what a tanker costs today, and what an engine costs today, and what $3,500 to $4,000 for a set turnout here would be cheap probably today. And so those are kind of not real big budgets when you consider that.
So if we pay into this, we're paying into these other districts, what services do we get for paying more money? So if I live in Silicon Valley too, I pay extra fire tax. Do I get any extra services, or does the budget go up for the water?
What you're looking at is, again, when you go back to the first slide, all the fire departments are dependent upon each other. The Silicon Valley too cannot have its rate, its insurance rate, without the other fire departments.
Which is mutual.
It's mutual aid. And so what you're looking at is, you're looking at finding a funding mechanism that supports all of those fire departments so that they can provide that support, so that we can work together countywide to provide fire protection on a countywide basis, and not where we have one fire department that has larger budgets can afford things, and then you've got some fire departments that can't afford it. That's what you're trying to do. You're trying to get it where at least, at minimum, all the fire departments will have what they need within that district and to provide support to adjacent districts.
Well, will they have the same qualified people, so reaching the same level of service, so to speak?
I'm not going to get into the qualifications of the fire departments on each district. What I have to point out is they're all private nonprofits, and they have their own board of directors. Those board of directors set the bylaws and requirements for that department.
Excuse me, but that's the point I was trying to make before. If you're going to homogenize everything, it's all going to be one commonwealth, then the standards need to be understood and we need to hopefully bribes.
That would be part of the contract process with the county, where we set those minimum standards.
Yeah.
That would be that process.
None of that's visible to anybody in this room. And I just get the sense that, throwing the numbers out here first, but the sort of homework, the hard work, the hard graft of getting these standards up and understanding whether there's, let's call it nonsense going on, where these six or seven 501(c)(3)s, CBs, whatever they call them, not-for-profits, whether they are sort of, there's inefficiency built into that sort of disparate structure that you're trying to achieve.
The district ratings that we have right now.
Cover those,
please. What are you looking at?
It varies from a fire protection class of 3 all the way up to a 7.
Okay.
Everybody has improved their
standard
of 9 down to 7.
They are challenged and they are improving their service. And I think when you look at potentially, it's easy for me to cite Toxley, because if you look at, or let's take Sylvan Valley 2. So in Little River, responds to a Sylvan Valley 2 mutual aid, their citizens are paying almost 2 times what Sylvan Valley 2 is to serve your client.
But in reality, who supports Sylvan Valley 2 as their provider?
The citizens of Transylvania County are paid their contract price, and it's a proportional, based on population, fee they contract to the city of Brevard for that service. So a resident of Sylvan Valley 2, the Little River responds, you're looking, the Little River citizen is paying almost twice.
No, but to certify. To respect, is it, most of the call outs in Sylvan Valley 2, why would you rely upon the river when you've got the
because
river?
Because there's mutual aid.
That's a theory, but
it's
is
practice.
That the practice?
It is practice. You'll see three or four county parks would respond on mutual aid.
That's
all there is.
But that is a practice. When a call dispatcher is, if it's a fire call, it's predetermined. That
which
fire call? That consistency amount is predetermined. Little River's getting dispatched, Honesty's getting dispatched, and they all get dispatched to that fire at the same time. But that is a practice.
But all calls do not get mutual aid.
Right, only fire calls. Like it's a medical call, it's just that
different. Or if it's a vehicle fire, or a person has a trash fire in their yard, or 3 o'clock in the morning the smoke detectors are going off, or they have a carbon monoxide alarm going off. There's a lot of services to the fire department, not just the fire department, all the fire department provide. But there aren't just structural that require all of that. As a matter of fact, it's the minority is structural response. So the minority is mutual aid. That is the minority of calls. The majority is one department being able to handle those calls.
Yeah,
am I right?
I'll get that off. Yeah. Most of the calls are not structural fire.
Right. But that's what we're referring to here. Like this gentleman's asking, why is Little River, because you're saying Little River's having to come, and why should those residents incur the cost? And I agree with you 100%, my property, Little River. I agree with you. But
most
they
of
don't, that's the minority.
Most of the medical response.
Most of the calls are medical for response. Well, exactly. But another more people talk about is moving the Quebec EMS unit off the cover out of their district to go to Harmony Corner and run into the mission all night where their strip is wrong too. So it can be more weakened. Like, there has to be a balance.
Well,
because you're talking about the EMS calls.
That's my personal issue. What we look at is we look at where the majority of calls come in.
Right.
Where does the majority of calls at? What's the probability that the next call will be in this area based on statistics, based on calling?
So
that's the reason that moves forward.
So somebody would say Sapphire. And I'm not your whirling game. That'll be half a million, $1 million, $2 million, $3 million.
No, no, no. He
EMS call, that's what you're talking about.
Right, EMS call. So they get the ambulance further from service to respond to their house when the bar gets tied up. Actually, the ambulance goes away from their district. And they also, at the same time, are challenged by the longest response time to a nearest medical facility being so far out. Isn't that true?
I don't know about that. Again,
so if there's a hospital closer,
what we look out there is the probability of where the next call is coming in. In order to maximize our resources, looking at where the probability of the next call is coming in, placing an ambulance in the central location of the county where it can respond most efficiently, but anywhere in the county. And that's the reason it's placed at that only point. But if you look at that area, that's an exceptional area where you respond, not just for water, but also back to Cossaway or to Rockland, or to Thomas City, or to Cedar Mountain. We place it because at that point, we're down to our last resource.
No, that, which sounds fine, and I get it, and that sounds about right. If you want to put where the majority of the calls were. So like when that gentleman was asking about if they put a substation in the Silver Valley 2 district on Wilson Road, entrance away to Creek, aren't they benefiting from Glen Cannon all the way out and taking some of that 10-mile district away? Wouldn't they benefit? Isn't that majority versus the population going, as you go further away from the city, becoming the minority and less populated?
So what's the question?
You're talking about moving a emergency services unit to the potential where it has the most calls, but you're talking about like substation. When the gentleman asked if you put a substation, it's a way to create on Wilson Road, then you would take up a majority of that area. Would that be near Class 10 area? Those residents would benefit, wouldn't they?
That's why we're looking at developing a substation, yes. Now, an emergency response.
In Glen Cannon?
Emergency response, every citizen pays the same tax rate for emergencies and services. So, yeah.
No, I'm just trying to understand real quick about that. Thank you.
Which is, in a way, what you're trying to do now, of course. Right? It's not reinventing any wheel. It's just the question where my point was visibility and some form of plan. We'd like to get away from this sort of, let's call it the jealousy of budgets. I just get the sense that maybe it's not true that all these little guys are all defending their budgets, so they're all sort of disparate, whereas you're trying to bring it together with some democracy or something.
Well, and for me, speaking again, it's one commissioner. You're not paying a separate rate for the sheriff's department. You're not paying a separate rate for ambulance services. Those are essential to you as a citizen in this county. So why are we paying something
different? I think the difference is that with the general rate budget, and the big budget, getting five commissioners and then very able staff to sort of adjudicate and to manage that budget. And here we may have, and I'm not accusing anybody of anything, is that you've got six or seven little fiefdoms going on. So you've got this difference between how it's funded, how you want it to be funded,
sure,
and how it's managed.
Yes.
Whereas with the general transparency, it's common. You manage it on the same way as you raise taxes and you justify what's going on.
But their budgets all have to be approved through the same group that's approving them.
But it's one step removed, that's my point.
Absolutely.
Also, to your point earlier about long-term planning, the fire departments, when they submit their budget every year, they submit a three-year, five-year capital plan as well, goes along with that. It says this is what their goals are going forward. So that is factored into the budget process that the commissioner did.
We want a plan. We've got a plan for the future. We cannot continue just to react to things. Planning is very important. Yes, sir.
Can I ask you, how much money has been set aside for our substation? You mentioned that every year it is set aside.
I think the last time I checked, the Silver Valley Reserve at the end of this year, there was $300,000 sitting in that account for it.
And how much will it take to actually put a substation?
But that depends on the cost of the property and the structure.
No, just the size of the building.
Yeah,
no, great, but just like the bare minimums without even EMS. Let's just talk about fire for that.
Again, I would have to talk to Bobby some more to see what they would want to move. If they want to move equipment from their main station there, what equipment we got to buy. Again, honestly, construction costs right now, I'll tell you, from bidding other projects for the county is extraordinary. It's out of the roof. Construction costs right now, and to now I'm afraid it would be an inflated cost because I think it would cost a lot to build it.
Now, David, that money that's been set aside, if there's some urgency or something goes awry, can that money be taken away from the money just set aside for our substation?
I can't take it away. The commissioners could reappropriate it.
But can you take it away if you need it elsewhere?
The commissioners could use that money.
We've got a disaster reserve fund. We've got good contingencies on things. We've got an extraordinary professional manager who plans well. I have the utmost respect for the commission.
Let me be clear about that. They can use it for the purpose it was collected and the district it was collected for. So they can't take that money and build a library with it. They can only use it for fire protection inside the 7.2 district. They can't use it for anything else.
Jim, question?
Yeah, that was my question too. What's the sub cost to put in a substation?
Sure.
All right. How much does it cost for a tanker and whatever else you need?
What's the new tanker cost from the fire department?
$300,000-$500,000
for a tanker, and the engine's probably about the same, maybe a little more.
With the one hoses.
I thought there was some extra equipment in
the fire department.
For a tanker, I'm talking about $350,000 for an engine.
A very basic one.
A very basic one.
Middle of the
road. Have to acquire property, got to pay for, property in Trenton County, not necessarily cheap. The other thing is building the building. If it's three bays, which I'll assume it would need to be a minimum of three bays, because it typically would want a pumper and a tanker and a service type truck in it, that minimum. So you're probably looking at, for a building, somewhere between 700 and a million probably to build a building.
It's not cheap.
You had a question?
I may have misunderstood what you said, but just look at Silver Tooth for a moment. There are, you're saying it right now.
Stay where you are.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were going to the math.
Uh-huh. It's showing rule without FB.
Fund balance. FB was the fund balance supplement that we pulled out this year to supplement the other departments.
Okay. It's showing 5.5.
Yes, sir.
And I thought I heard you say earlier that if the flat tax is approved, it would have gone up to 8.1?
Yes, sir. Had we implemented a flat tax across the county for fiscal year 20, the tax would have been 8.14 cents. So it would have been solely value to, that would have been 2.64.
So ours would go up and most of the others would go down.
Yes, our taxes would go up. Sylvan Valley 2 and Lake Toxaway would be the two districts that would see a tax increase. The other six districts would see a decrease. And the other six districts saw a substantial decrease this year, which for many of them offset the 10 and a half cents that we put in place for the school bond. So Cedar Mountain, for example, I think their taxes went up, it was 15 cents instead of 20. Yes, it's different. We're looking at it.
So on top of the 25% increase in property taxes that made this year, next year we'll have another 10%?
I don't think what I would think would be reasonable to gradually work our way into that. By looking at another fund balance subsidy to gradually get us up to even.
Why did you do the court?
We're trying. It's hard. Any of you are welcome to run for office. Bring on. Join the party. There are some tough decisions, but I'm optimistic. We're seeing such good things going on in this county. We've got a lot of great stuff. We've got some really good economic development news. We've seen some growth in real estate development. We're making progress, and I'm really proud of it. But with growth comes change and investment. And you know, personally, I'm tired of talking about the forecast. It's been 15 years. When do we make decisions and move forward? And that's probably a weakness of mine. You know, I like to accomplish tasks. I'm really bad on the process. No, it's a good time to be a person in Transylvania County. We're doing good things. We're leading in the state on a lot of tough stuff. And kudos to our leadership on the staff side. Jamie Lauder is amazing to work with, and David McNeil is also amazing. And we've got super people serving this community. We are really, really lucky.
I know you have your passion, I have mine, and mine goes with the 911 dispatch and your EMS services and your first responder fire department, since you have a lot of them here. I have two comments that I would like to make. First of all, one is a question. Do you carry bariatric equipment on any of your trucks?
The rescue squad has a bariatric stretcher and an ambulance. Our ambulances, the cots are rated
You don't have to have that for everybody. Yeah. You have to have somebody in your county that has bariatric services or bariatric.
Yeah. Every one of our ambulances, the county ambulances, support 750 pounds on the cot. And if it's larger than that, then the rescue squad, we would call them. And I believe there's just 1,200. Is what the cot.
Your Stokes basket, you can fit into it, etc. So it has been addressed. And the other comment that I have to make, our question also is, you have a variety of facilities, in at least in this area here, in the Williamson Creek, the Brevard area, the Brevard suburban area, that deals with, that has geriatric living facilities, your skilled nursing facilities, your continuing care at your assisted living. And I was wondering, how often do you have drills on evacuation? And I don't mean just for fire, but I mean there's all kinds of reasons you would need to evacuate those facilities. The status of those residents have changed significantly over the past 5 years, and it's something that I am strongly recommending that the fire department and all of the EMS take recognition of that. Because I think if, when the situation comes up, if you're faced with a daunting task that you're not prepared for, it will just lead to more of a disaster. So I don't know, maybe some of the firemen
We have successfully fully evacuated the Cedar Mountain House several times in the last several years. The Cedar Mountain House?
They've
had to evacuate that several times because of frozen water lines and the sprinkler systems have busted, flooded the whole facility. Mm-hmm. As 911, we do not train with those nursing homes or the skilled nursing facilities on evacuation, but that is required, one of the requirements that they have in their plans, their emergency plans. They have to have alternate housing for all of those residents, as well as means for transportation. And what a lot of them have done is if they don't have their own vans, they partner with their sister facilities, and they transport those. All the fire departments, they do their pre-planning, and they have to speak to if they do evacuation planning with them, but that's something that's done regularly.
Those are for-profit facilities. They're required to have their own evacuation plans that does not rely on local emergency services. They're required to be able to relocate their residents somewhere else with their own personnel or contract some other way.
So if they can't walk down the stairs, facilities have to make those arrangements?
We'll help, and we do, and we have. That's their responsibility as a for-profit agency to determine how they're going to do that.
I will put in a plug. We have a nursing and adult care home committee that is always looking for citizens to serve. And additionally, we do have a senior services task force underway to look at strengthening our aging in place in our community. We're working with several different agencies, pulling them together to have conversations about how we can better serve our seniors.
that does meet once a month at county admin, and anyone is welcome to join us for those conversations. And we are looking at developing our own 501c3 council on aging, because we do have one of the highest percentages of seniors in the state of North Carolina in our county. So that is ongoing. We do have a state of the seniors report that should be available on the county website. We'd like to look at that. It's identified the challenges of our seniors, and we are working. It's a great task force, and I invite you to join us for the meetings. Mm-hmm. Lovely. Lovely. Thank you. My address is on the website.
Thank you.